The library was neither square nor rectangular like most rooms, but curved in the shape of an oval. One wall of the oval was devoted to books, rows and rows and rows of them, and every single one of them was about grammar. There was an encyclopedia of nouns placed in a series of simple wooden bookshelves curved to fit the wall. There were very thick books on the history of verbs, lined up in metal bookshelves that were polished to a bright shine. And there were cabinets made of glass, with adjective manuals placed inside them, as if they were for sale in a store instead of in someone's house. In the middle of the room were some comfortable-looking chairs, each with its own footstool, so one could stretch out one's legs while reading. But it was the other wall of the oval, at the far end of the room, that drew the children's attention. From floor to ceiling, the wall was a window, just one enormous curved pane of glass, and beyond the glass was a spectacular view of Lake Lacrimose. When the children stepped forward to take a closer look, they felt as if they were flying high above the dark lake instead of merely looking out on it. "This is the only way I can stand to look at the lake," Aunt Josephine said in a quiet voice, "from far away. If I get much closer, I remember my last picnic on the beach with my darling Ike. I warned him to wait an hour after eating before he went into the lake, but he only waited 45 minutes. He thought that was enough."
"Did he get cramps?" Klaus asked.
"That's what's supposed to happen if you don't wait an hour before you swim."
"That's one reason," Aunt Josephine said. "But in Lake Lacrimose, there's another one. If you don't wait an hour after eating, the Lacrimose leeches will smell food on you and attack."
"Leeches?" Violet asked.
"Leeches," Klaus explained, "are a bit like worms. They are blind and live in bodies of water, and in order to feed, they attach themselves to you and suck your blood."
Violet shuddered. "How horrible."
"Swow!"
Sunny shrieked, which probably meant something along the lines of, "Why in the world would you go swimming in a lake full of leeches?"
"The Lacrimose leeches," Aunt Josephine said, "are quite different from regular leeches. They each have 6 rows of very sharp teeth and 1 very sharp nose. They can smell even the smallest bit of food from far, far away. The Lacrimose leeches are usually quite harmless, preying only on small fish. But if they smell food on a human, they will swarm around him and...
Tears came to Aunt Josephine's eyes, and she took out a pale pink handkerchief and dabbed them away.
"I apologize, children. It is not grammatically correct to end a sentence with the word and, but I get so upset when I think about Ike that I cannot talk about his death."
"We're sorry we brought it up," Klaus said quickly. "We didn't mean to upset you."
"That's all right," Aunt Josephine said, blowing her nose. "It's just that I prefer to think of Ike in other ways. Ike always loved the sunshine, and I like to imagine that wherever he is now, it's as sunny as can be. Of course, nobody knows what happens to you after you die, but it's nice to think of my husband someplace very, very hot, don't you think?"
"Yes, I do," Violet said. "It is very nice." She swallowed. She wanted to say something else to Aunt Josephine, but when you have only known someone for a few hours, it is difficult to know what they would like to hear.
"Aunt Josephine," she said timidly, "have you thought of moving someplace else? Perhaps if you lived somewhere far from Lake Lacrimose, you might feel better."
"We'd go with you," Klaus piped up. "Oh, I could never sell this house," Aunt Josephine said. "I'm terrified of realtors."
The 3 Baudelaire youngsters looked at one another surreptitiously, a word which here means, while Aunt Josephine wasn't looking. None of them had ever heard of a person who was frightened of realtors.
There are 2 kinds of fears, rational and irrational, or, in simpler terms, fears that make sense and fears that don't. For instance, the Baudelaire orphans have a fear of Count Olaf, which makes perfect sense because he is an evil man who wants to destroy them. But if they were afraid of lemon meringue pie, this would be an irrational fear because lemon meringue pie is delicious and has never hurt a soul. Being afraid of a monster under the bed is perfectly rational because there may in fact be a monster under your bed at any time, ready to eat you all up.
but a fear of realtors is an irrational fear. Realtors, as I'm sure you know, are people who assist in the buying and selling of houses. Besides occasionally wearing an ugly yellow coat, the worst a realtor can do to you is show you a house that you find ugly, so it is completely irrational to be terrified of them. As Violet, Klaus, and Sunny looked down at the dark lake and thought about their new lives with Aunt Josephine, they experienced a fear themselves, and even a worldwide expert on fear would have difficulty saying whether this was a rational fear or an irrational fear. The Baudelaires' fear was that misfortune would soon befall them. On one hand, this was an irrational fear, because Aunt Josephine seemed like a good person, and Count Olaf was nowhere to be seen. But on the other hand, the Baudelaires had experienced so many terrible things that it seemed rational to think that another catastrophe was just around the corner.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。